Fourth stop, amphitheater. The amphitheater was built in 1998 by the local community of Kyoneri and is mainly used for outdoor cultural activities. In 2017, the former youngest member of the Kimi family, Rivka, returned to the village for the first time after 73 years. Originally accompanied by her husband and one of her daughters, on her second visit, 1 year later, she brought all 10 of her children and dozens of grandchildren. To pay tribute to the village, the family donated money to prepare the Kyoneri Amphitheater. Since then, many ceremonies have been held here, including one commemorating the Kimhi's story in the village in 2018. This ceremony was held spontaneously and without any further notice to the press. To pay tribute to the village, the family donated money to repair the Kyoneri Amphitheater. Since then, many ceremonies have been held here, including the one commemorating the Kimhi story in the village in 2018. This ceremony was held spontaneously without any further notice to the press. Next to the entrance, you can see a plaque on the outside of the amphitheater explaining the motivation behind the family's donation. As many of the Kimhi family's descendants now live in Israel, the plaque is written in English, Greek, and Hebrew. It reads, "This amphitheater was renovated with the assistance of the Kimhi and the Jacobi families from Israel in recognition and appreciation of the residents of Kyoneri, Matsani, where your kind-hearted parents hid the family of our Jewish parents. In spite of the risk involved, and courageously sheltered them from the Nazi Germans from 1943 to 1944. Thanks to their heroism and love of mankind, we all live today." September 2017. We're now at the end of the fourth part of the audio guide. If you turn 180 degrees, you'll see the next stop, a painting on the wall.